Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim ira kodesh. Beizir Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the fifth topic of Parshas Emor, Mumim by Korbonos. By the Aliyah of Shlishi, Perek Chov Beis, Posuk Yud Zayin. Vaydaber Adonoi el Moshe leimor, daber el Aharon ve'el bonov, ve'el kol b'nei Yisrael v'omarto aleihem, איש איש מבייס ישראל ומן הגר בישראל אשר יקריב קורבנוי לכל נדריהם ולכל נדבויסם אשר יקריבו לאדוני לאוילו. And Hashem spoke to Moshe to tell over to Aaron and his children and to all of Am Yisrael and tell them, any man from Am Yisrael, whether he be a born Jew or a ger that joined the Judaism, that brings a korban to Hashem, whether it be a neder or a nedovo. A neder is when you say, I will bring the following korban. A nedovo is when you point to an animal and you say, this animal will be that korban that you want to bring to Hashem as a korban oilo. Says Rashi, nidreim arei olai, nidvoisam arei zu. Posukute dirtsoinechem. Tomim zachor ba'bokor ba'kesovim uvo'izim. If you want it to be accepted by me, make sure it's a tomim, a whole animal without a blemish. And being that we're talking about a korban oilo, make sure it's a zachor, it's a male. Only three types of animal could be brought on the mizbeach: bokor, cattle; kesovim and izim, sheep and goat. Says Rashi, l'ratzoinechem hoviu dovar roi l'ratzois eschem lefonai. Bring something that's fit to make you wanted by me, that will be accepted by me. Shielochem l'ratzoin. Beizeu roi l'ratzoin. Tomim zochor baboko baksovim avarizim. But that's only regarding an animal. Do you need it to be a tomim zochor? Avol boilas oif. If it's a bird oilo, ein tzorich tamus v'zachus. It does not have to be a whole, and it does not have to be a zochor. A regular mum doesn't passel unless it's missing a limb. Chason eiver that passels even by oila so'oif. Posuk chav koin asher boi mum lo yisakrivu ki lo yilrotzoin yihye lochem. Any animal with a mum, don't bring it as a korban because it will not be accepted by me. Posuk chav alev ve'ish ki yakriv zevach shlomim ladoinoi. Lefalei neder oi lindavo babakor oi ratzoin. Tomim yihye lerotzoin kol mum lo yihye boi. And if the man wants to bring korban shlomim, the word lefalei means to express. He expresses it through a neder hare olai or with an adovo hare zu. Again, you could only have three types of animals: bokor, cattle, and soin, which includes sheep and goat. Here also, it has to be tomim, without a blemish. But regarding a shlomim, it does not have to be a zohar. It could be male or female. Only then, only if it's a tomim, yihye l'rotzain, will it be accepted by me? Kol mum lo yihye boy. There may not be any mum in it. Says Rashi, lefalei neder, lehafrish bediburoi. You express with your words. Posuk chov beis. Here are the list. Here is the list of the mumim of an animal. Averes oy shavur oy chorutz oy yabeles oy gorov oy yalefes lo yisakrivu eile ladoinoi v'ishe lo yisitenu mehem al hamizbeach ladoinoi. Whether the animal is blind or one of its bones are broken, oy chorutz, either its eyelid or its lip is slit or cut, oy yabeles, it has a wart, oy gorov oy yalefes, different types of shchin, of boils. Neither of them, lo yisakrivu eila l'Hashem, you cannot bring it as a korban to Hashem, nor may you put it on the mizbeach to be makter it on the fires of Hashem. Says Rashi, averes. By a koyin it says, ish iver. Iver is an adjective describing the person. And if you would be describing a nekeva animal, you would say iveres. But over here it says averes. The word averes is not an adjective, it's a noun. Says Rashi, shem dovo shel mum ivorin b'loshen nekevo. It's the noun of being blind, and being blind, the noun is a loshen nekevo, therefore it's averes. Shelo yehe boi mum shel averes. Oy shavur lo yihye. It can be shavur, can be broken. Chorut ris shel ayin, which is the eyelid, shenizdak, was cracked, or nifgam, or was cut. Vechin tzfos yetz lip, shenizdegoy, shenifgamo. Yabelis is a wart. Gorov min chazozis, vechin yalefes. Veloshen yalefes, kamoy vail pois shimshoin. Shimshoin grabbed, because this type of sickness, shachuza boyad yoim miso. Shein rafua, there is no cure for a yalefes type of sickness. Lo yisakrivu, Sholosh Pa'omim. It says this word Lo Yisakrivu three times. Above in Posuk Chof, Kol Asher Boi Mum Lo Yisakrivu. In Posuk Chof Beis, what we just learned, Lo Yisakrivu Eilel Hashem. And then again, in Posuk Chof Dalet, Lo Yisakrivu. Why did it say three times Lo Yisakrivu? En Vat Rashi, Lehazir Al Hakadoshoson, Val Shchitoson, Val Zrikas Domon. There's a Lo Yisar say, you can't be Makdish a Balmum, you can't Shecht a Balmum, and you can't be Zirik the Dam of a Balmum. And the end of the pasuk, V'isha lo yisitnu, is another iser, as horas haktoroson. You can't be maktir the ivorim and the chalovim on the mizbeach, a separate iser. Pasuk chov gimel v'shoir v'ose sarua v'kolut nedavot haseh oisoy ulneider lo yirotzeh. Another two types of mumim. I'm not sure why they're listed separately, but pasuk chov gimel is telling us shoir, which is cattle. Vose, it's similar to the word soin, and includes sheep or goats. Sarua v'kolut. Sarua means any one of its twin limbs, two eyes, two ears, two feet, are not the same size. V'kolut, we know that all kosher animals, their hooves are split. Over here, it's a kosher animal, because it's a sheep or a goat. Its father was a sheep and a goat, but its hooves are connected. They're not split. That's called a mum. Such an animal, you could be makdish it to bedek abayis, and Hekdesh will sell it and use the money to fund the needs of the Beis HaMikdosh. But ule neider lo yirotze, it will not be accepted as a korban to go on the Mizbeach. The words neder and nedova over here are being used differently than the way the Torah used it in Posuk Yud Ches and in Posuk Chof Aleph. Over there, neder means hari olai, nedova means hari zu. Over here means something completely different. Nedova is hekdesh, bedek habayis, and neder is a korban on the mizbeach. Says Rashi, sarua iver godol mechaveiroi, vekolut parsois of klutois, they're connected. Nedova tasois le bedek habayis, ule neder le mizbeach, lo yeirotze. Here's where Rashi proves, here's where Rashi knew, that the word neder means the mizbeach, because it says lo yeirotze. What type of hekdesh comes to appease a person to Hashem? The hekdesh of mizbeach, korbonos, come to appease a person to Hashem, not hekdesh bedek habayis. And therefore, that's why I know that this lenedel is referring to hekdesh mizbeach. Posuk chav daled, some more mumim. Why the Torah splits it into different psukim with other words in the middle, I don't know. Umauch vechasus venosuk vechorus lo yisakrivu ladoinoi uvearzechem lo yisasu. These four mumim have to do with the reproductive organs of an animal, both the beitzim, the testicles, and the gid, the organ. Umauch vechasus. Mauch means partially crushed. Kosus means completely crushed. Whether the beitzim, whether the gid. Venosuk means partially cut. Vechorus means completely cut, cut off. Whether the beitzim, whether the gid, all those are mumim. Lo yisakrivu l'Hashem, you cannot bring it as a korban to Hashem. Uve'altzechem lo yisasu, you're not allowed to do this to an animal, to castrate an animal, to make him not be able to reproduce. It's an isser to do that. Although the pasuk says be'altzechem would sound like it's only an isser in Eretz Yisrael, Rashi tells us that's not what the pasuk means. We'll see what Rashi darshed. Says Rashi, Umauch v'chosus v'nosuk v'chorus. Bebeitzim, all these four mumim is either bebeitzim or begit. Mauch is beitzav meuchim beyad, they're crushed with his hands. Namely, it's not going to be fully crushed, only partially crushed. Chosus is ksushim yoysa mimauch, it's more crushed. Maybe it's done with a kli. Nosuk is tlushin beyad, that they're cut off The beitzim are cut off with from the strings that they're connected to the body with. They're still in the sack. Vakis loy nitlash. The sack was not disconnected. Vechorus is kusim bekli, not with the hand, rather bekli. Void and bekis, and they're still in the sack. Although Rashi described all four of them regarding the beitzim, but the first Rashi already told us is bebeitzim oy begid. Umauch targumoy vedimris vezol loshen aramis loshen ktisha, crushed. Vekosus targumoy vedirisis, which means even more crushed. Which means bikiyos ktanos, when you break a house into smithereens, so that's more crushed. V'chein kona merusas also means crushed. You're not allowed to castrate any type of animal, domesticated or not. Even a non-kosher animal, even though our parasha is talking about kosher animals, korbonos. But this halacha applies even to a non-kosher animal. How do I know? That's what Baal Tzachem is coming to tell me. Any type of animal in your land. You cannot say Baal Tzachem means only in Eretz Yisrael. Sirus, castrating, has to do with you doing an action. And we know, anything that has to do with an action with the body is applicable in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz equally. It's only mitzvahs that are totally on the land, like Trumis and Maisrois, that's only in Eretz Yisrael. And being that we know that castrating is Chuvah Zaguf, and it is in Chutz La'aretz, must be that Baal Tzachem is being marbe, even Behemot Meyo. Posuk Chof Hei, Umiyad Ben Nechor, Lo Yisakrivu Es Lechem Eloheichem, Mikol Eile, Ki Moshchosom Bohem, Mum Bom, Lo Yerotzu Lochem. And if a goy wants to bring a korban to the Mishkan or to the Beis HaMikdash, and he can bring a korban, Chazal darshan it from the words Ish Ish above in Posuk Yud Ches, to be marba that a goy could bring a korban. But even if he brings a korban, make sure that there is no mum in it. And if there is a mum in his korban, don't bring it. Because a mum on a korban is moshchosom. It's mekulkol. It's ruined. And therefore will not be accepted. And why would I have a havamina that a gor's korban could have a mum? And that is because we know that although a yid cannot bring a korban outside the Beis HaMikdash, Shchut Eichutz, we learned in Parshas Achrimois, is Osir, a goy is mutter to build a bama wherever he wants and bring a bama to Hashem, and bring a korban to Hashem. A korban on a bama is allowed to have a mum. And therefore, practically speaking, a goy can bring a korban with a mum. Says our Pasuk, that's only if it's on a bama, his private bama. But on the Mizbeach and the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash, it may not have a mum. Interesting to note, this word moshchosom in our pasuk is a negative word. It means, like Targum says, chibulhoin. It's ruined. It's mekulkal. The same exact word appears at the end of Parshas Pekudei in Perek Mem Posuk Tesvov. Over there, Targum translates it to being revushoin, the gedula, the chashivos of Aroin Ubonov. Says Rashi, Umayad ben Necho, Goy Shevi Korbo Miyad Koyen Lakrivel Hashamayim. Lois Akrivel Oibal Mum. You may not bring it if it has a mum. What's the Chiddush? Afal Pisha Loi Nesru Balei Mumim Lakorbo Bnei Noyach. Eloim Kein Mechusrei Ever, unless it's missing a limb. That's true. Zois Noheges Bebo Moshe Mesodois. If he brings a korban on his private Mizbeach in the field. Avol ala mizbeach sheba mishkon lo yisakrivu, he has the same rules as you and may not bring a korban with a mum. Avol temimo, a whole korban without a blemish, tekablu mehem, you should accept even from a goy. Lekach nemar lemalo, and posuk yudches, ish ish. Lerabo, he says agoyim, shenoidrim nedorim unedovois ki Yisrael. They could also bring nedorim unedovois just like a yid. Moshchosam, Targum says, chibulhoin, which means mekulkol, ruined. Lo yirotzu lochem lechapir aleichem. These last three words, lo yirotzu lochem, is not referring to the korban of a goy. Lochem is you, you are Yidden. Rather, it's a summary on the whole parsha of Mumim by an animal. Mumim by an animal, that korban will not be accepted by me for you. Adkan, the fifth topic of Mumim by korbonois. On to the sixth topic of Parshas Emor, called Mechusar Zman, an animal that its time did not come yet. You cannot bring a korban less than 8 days old. And you cannot shecht any animal, mother and son, on the same day, even if it's not a korban. Posuk chovo vayidaber Adonai el Moshe lemor shoyr chesev v'eiz ki yivoleid v'yoshiv as yomim tachas imoy umyoyim hashemini v'hol o yeirotze lekorban ishe l'Adonai. And Hashem told Moshe to tell Am Yisrael the following: shoyr, cattle, oy kesev, oy eiz, sheep or goat, ki voleid, that was born. Here we learn out that only an animal that was born in a natural birth is kosher for a korban. An animal that was born with a cesarean, he's posel for a korban and has to be born a natural birth. Voyoshivas yomim tachas imoi, for 7 days, leave the animal with its mother. Only from the eighth day and on will it be accepted as a korban for Hashem. Says Rashi, ki voleit prat liyotze doifen, excluding an animal that was born from the doifen, from the wool of the animal, namely a cesarean. Posuk chofchez v'shuir oise oisoi v'ez benoi lo yisei shchatu b'yoyim echad. The following korban, the following posuk, is an issur not only regarding korbanos, but any animal shechted, even chulin. Shoyer, cattle, oise, the word that includes both sheep and goat. You may not shecht the mother and her child on the same day. Makes no difference the order. Mother then child, child then mother. On the same day, it may not be shechted. Says Rashi, oisei ve'ez benoi. It's only noig ben akeva, the mother and her child, whether son or male or female. It's not noig with the father, even if you know the father of this animal. It's only by the mother and the child. Even though that's the order, but it includes also if you shechted the child first, now you can't shecht the mother, the order makes no difference.
לירצונכם תסבוכו. ביום ההוא יהיה אוכל, לא יסירו ממנו עד בויקר, אני אדוני.
We had a very, very similar two psukim above in Parshas Kedoshim, Perik Yutes, Posuk Hei and Vov. Over there, it was talking about a korban shlomim. And here, it's talking about a korban toido. V'chisiz b'chu zevach toido l'Hashem, when you shecht a korban toido for Hashem, a thanksgiving korban, lirtzoinchem tizbochu. Rashi has two pshotim. Pshat number one, make sure that you do it in a way that will be accepted by me, and it will come to appease me. And how do you do that? That when you shecht it, you should be thinking, posuk lamed, that you're going to eat it on that day and not leave over anything till the morning. Because if you're thinking at the time of the Shechita that you will eat it the next day, that will make it into pigul, and that will not be accepted by me. According to that pshat, lirtzoinchem is referring to Hashem's acceptance. Hashem will accept it if you have the proper thoughts. The second pshat of Rashi, lirtzoinchem tizbochu, is not connected to the next posuk. Rather, it stands on its own. You have to shecht it ledaitchem. You have to shecht it with kavona, to shecht. If a person just drops a knife and it happened to shecht the animal, that will not be a kosher shechita. Says Rashi, lirtzoinechem, tizbochu, tchilas vichaschem, hizoharu shteile rotzoin lochem. It should be accepted. It should be appeasing. Umau rotzoin, how do you do that? Bayom hahu yei ochel. Loi bole hazir, the azor is not that you should eat it on that day, the zman achil of a korban toido. Rather, that should be your thought when you shecht it. It will not be accepted. Out of your knowledge, you have to know what you're doing. Can we learn out? If it happened to shecht, you didn't shecht with kavono, it's going to be possible. Aval pi sheporat b'nei cholim lishnei yomim. Even though we had this din above in Parshas Kedoshim, Perek Yutes, Posuk Hey and Vov, why does it have to repeat it again? Yeah, that's because over there we're talking about a korban shlomim that's eaten for 2 days. Over here, Chozer uPorat b'nei cholim liyom echod, a korban toido that's only eaten for 1 day. Here also, shtei zvichoson al menas leochlon bezmanon. You have to shecht it with the intention of eating it in its proper time. Why would I think otherwise? Why would I think there's a chilek as far as the machshav is concerned? I don't know. Bayoim hahu ye ochel, says Rashi, lebole hazir elo shtei shchito al menas kein. The pasuk is not coming to tell you the zman achila of a korban toido. Shem lekboel is zman achila kvar kosu. We learned in Parshas Tzav, perek zayin posuk tzevov, uvesar zevach toida shlomov. Rather, this pasuk is telling you the kavono, what you have to be thinking when you shecht the animal. Ani Hashem da mi gozar al adovo val yokel beinecho. No, who commanded this? And therefore, it should not be light in your eyes. Pasuk lamed alef ushmaltem mitzvoisai vazisem oisom ani adonoi. Rashi learns the pasuk ushmalta mitzvoisai, you have to learn, because if you don't learn, you won't know how to do. After you learn, then vasisa moisam, then you could do it. Says Rashi ushmalta mzua mishno, learning, vasisa mza maisa. Pasuk lamed beis veloise halalues sheim kodshi v'nikdashti v'sir b'nei Yisrael ani adoinoi mekadishchem. And do not defile my name by doing aveirois b'meizid. And not only that, v'nikdashti b'seir b'nei Yisrael, this is a mitzvah of kiddush Hashem. If a goy forces a yid to be over an aveira in order to be ma'avir al adas, to uproot the Torah, not the gimel aveirois chamurois, any other aveira, if it's done in the presence of 10 other yidin, a yid is mechuyev to give up his life and to cause a kiddush Hashem. Ani Hashem mikadishchem. Says Rashi, any time a person does an avira b'mezid, he's being mechalal Hashem. Frekt Rashi, don't defile my name. If you don't defile Hashem's name, if you don't do avira b'mezid, memela you're mekadesh moi. And for Rashi, v'nikdashti is a new type of thing. Mesuir atzmecho v'kadesh mi, give up your life to mekadesh my name. Namely, in the case that a goy tells you to be over an avera in order to be oikah the Torah in front of 10 yidin. Yochel b'yochid, tamulay ma'vaseich b'nei Yisrael, only among 10 yidin. Of course, the gimel averos chamurois, avidizore, gilo arayit, and shvichus domim, that's even b'yochid. U'kishu moiser atzmoi, when you are giving up your life, yimseich almanas lomus, you have to do it almanas that you're going to be killed. Not hope that Hashem will cause a nes for those who are moiser nefesh. Shekol ha-moiser atzmi al-menas ha-nes, eino yisim lo nes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't do a nes. Shekein motzino mechananyo meshoel v'azaryo, when Nebuchadnezzar forced them to be oved avoy dezore. And they said, no, we're going to go into the fire, we will not be oved avoy dezore. Shele mosru atzman al-menas ha-nes, they didn't do it al-menas that a miracle should happen. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Sefer Daniel, they told Nebuchadnezzar, we have a great God that could save us. But v'hein lo, even if he doesn't save us, yediyah lehevelach malko, you should know, King Nebuchadnezzar, we are not bowing down to Avodah Zorah, even if he doesn't save us. Matzil v'hein v'loy matzil, whether he saves us, whether he doesn't save us, yediyah lehevelach, we are not going to bow down. Posuk lamed gimel hamoitzi eschem mi'eret mitzrayim. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I took you out of Eretz Mitzrayim on this condition, that you should not defile my name, and you should be mekadesh my name. Ani Hashem, I am faithful to pay reward. Says Rashi, Amoitzi Eschem al Menas Kein, Ani Hashem, Nemon Leshalem Schar. Adkan, the sixth topic, with a couple of inyonim in it, I'm not sure how to put all of them together and to explain the shaykhs between them. We had you can't bring a korban less than 8 days old. You cannot shecht a mother and its child on the same day, even if it's not a korban. And when you bring a korban toido, you have to shecht it al menas to eat it in its right time. We had you should learn in order to be able to do the mitzvahs. We had do not be mechalal Hashem, mekadosh Hashem. What the connection between all these mitzvahs, I don't know.